Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Support for this podcast is provided by Subchuck Law. Revolution Recap thanks Subchuck Law for their support of our show, local independent media, and their mission of bringing unbiased truth. Revolution Recap would also like to thank Six Point Builders for their support. Six Point Builders are builders of fine custom homes in the Boston metropolitan area. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Revolution Recap. We have another Apple TV interview for you this week in between Leagues Cup games for the New England Revolution. Before we get to that interview, I should tell you that the next Leagues Cup game has been determined following the results from this weekend. The Revs will be playing Atlas this Thursday, August 3rd. That will be at Gillette Stadium, although I believe the Revs are technically the away team in that game. So that'll be a very interesting matchup. And then, also, if the Revs advance, they will get another home game that might not be a home game, as their side of the bracket has two more League MX teams in that quadrant of the bracket, so including a potential rematch with Pumas, who knocked the New England Revolution out of the Champions League in 2022. So not trying to get too far ahead in the bracket, but the Revs will have potentially two home games coming up. Also wanted to give a shout out to the Rebellion, who are the victors in this year's Supporters Cup, that event happening this past Saturday in Foxborough. So just wanted to give a shout out to the Rebellion. And again, as we mentioned a few shows ago, we have started selling merch. So you can go to shop.bleav.com and search Revolution Recap, and you can purchase a mug or shirt if you want to go support the show. Also wanted to give a quick shout out to our presenting sponsor, BetOnline. BetOnline is your number one source for all of your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more, including the Women's World Cup and Leagues Cup right now. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use promo BLEAVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That is promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. And also, thank you to Golasso Kits for sponsoring this episode. Remember to go to golassokits.com and use promo code REVSRECAP to save 15% off your order off everything in the store. That is golassokits.com. Use promo code REVSRECAP. And now, without any further ado, let's get to the interview.
All right, this is Seth Makeover from the Blazing Musket. So happy to be joined by another Apple personality. This week is Callum Williams. Callum, you were spending a lot of time in Foxborough recently. You're becoming a resident. What's it like to make that trip so often?
It's been really good. You are quite right. I think Taylor, Carl, and I were talking about this last night after the game. I think it's my seventh game in Foxborough. So becoming very accustomed to everything. And it's great that the football club have been wonderful to us. Brian Biello, Bruce Arena, everyone have been extraordinarily welcoming. They let us come to training. They let us hang out in the members club lounge thing afterwards. They have been Really accommodating. It's also really good for me as well, Seth, because I live in New York City, so it's a 45-minute flight. And you know, it's just been really, really good. It's been an exceptional experience so far. I really, really enjoy Foxborough. I love the city of Boston. I love the state of Massachusetts. So it's been great so far. It's been really, really good.
So you've been on these Leagues Cup calls with Kalen Carr. You saw the draw against New York Red Bulls. You saw the win last night, 5-1 against San Luis. What was the difference between those two games?
Do you know what? It's interesting. I don't think there was too much difference in terms of the approach that Bruce Arena set up, because it was the same 4-4-2 with the Diamonds. Gustavo Bow, and obviously Bobby Wood started in New York, but Giacomo Brioni started very well last night against Atletico San Luis. But I don't think there was a major change, really. I think the major change was the opponent, because Red Bull New York, as we all know, play a very, very high press and cause you problems. They limit the space you have. And I thought they limited Carlos Kiel very well last weekend. Atletico San Luis, not so much. Carlos Kiel had a lot of space and a lot of time, in particular between the lines. And that's the last space you want to give Carlos Kiel, any sort of time and space. So I also thought Marc-Anthony Kay did a tremendous job as well of winning the ball back and recycling the play and making sure the ball went into the right people at the right time. I think Marc-Anthony Kay is a very, very good addition. I think the eyebrows were raised around Major League Soccer when people saw that Latif Blessing was let go almost easily, too easily for some people. But Marc-Anthony Kay, I think, he's a very, very important piece to this New England puzzle now. And it's not like the Revs are short of people to play in the centre of midfield, but I think he can become a key component for New England over the course of the next couple of years, assuming he's at the club for that long. But look, I thought more than anything, I think Atletico San Luis went into it with an open mindset. I think they had an attacking mindset. Their coach, Gustavo Leal, was kind enough to spend some time with us over the last few days. And he used the word, he said they want to be protagonists. They want to have the ball. They want to maneuver the ball forward. They want to attack. They don't just want to be here to make up the numbers. And whilst that's all good and well, there has to be an element of discipline as well, particularly when you're on the road. And I think when you're on the road to someone like New England Revolution, it's okay to be direct. It's okay to tighten things up. And I would assume that Gustavo Leal, as encyclopedic as he is with regards to football, I think he probably learnt a thing or two on Wednesday evening.
Yeah, you mentioned it there. One of the big questions for the New England Revolution for the last year or so has been Giacomo Brioni, right? Like, he's in and out of the lineup. One of my favorite stats to look at is how often all three designated players are on the field. And the stat I'm about to give you doesn't bring in Open Cup. It doesn't mention Leagues Cup. But when we're talking about just leagues play, those three designated players have only played 326 minutes together. So we saw last night, they all started together. It's a Leagues Cup competition. You mentioned maybe the competition isn't as strong, or maybe their tactical setup wasn't as good as maybe another MLS team. But the question is, has Giacomo Brioni arrived? Should he be starting here on out?
I think Giacomo Brioni against Atletico San Luis proved what I think a lot of people already knew. He is a box striker. He is somebody who operates very, very well inside the 18-yard box. At times, I think the Revs are obviously pushed a little higher up the field because opposing teams don't want Carlos Hill close to goal, so they will play high lines. At times, that has proven to be a little bit difficult to deal with, because whilst Bobby Woods and Giacomo Brioni have plenty of pace, they're good playing off the shoulder, they can get in behind, and it's not often been the case this season. So what I saw with Atletico San Luis last night was they were a little deeper than I expected them to be, given their attacking-minded approach as well. But Giacomo Brioni, I think, absolutely made the most of the service that was given to him last night. The second goal with Carlos Hill doing the little dummy and step over for Brioni, who was completely unmarked, and should be putting those summer chances away, particularly if you're a designated player. It was so good. It was so smooth. It was very, very vintage how I know Bruce wants to play. And I thought it was a really good example of what Giacomo Brioni can be. But once again, I think I would plead patience with somebody like Brioni, because He's one of these centre forwards that, if there is no service, you can tell that he disappears a little bit. And so I think the term box striker best describes him. And that's all good and well. He'll obviously score goals when the ball comes to him inside the penalty area. His movement off the ball inside the box is very, very good. But I think nowadays, Seth, particularly in a very demanding Major League Soccer in particular, you probably ask a little bit more of the centre-forward nowadays, because off the ball, I don't see Giacomo Brioni pressing too much. I don't see him holding the ball up. He's not that kind of centre-forward. So I think the question, more so than not with Giacomo Brioni, is what does he offer off the ball, more so than what he does with it? Because I think, again, he proved against Atletico San Luis that if he's given the service, he scores goals.
I like that question, because Bobby Wood really hasn't done much to lose his spot. He's someone that presses quite a bit, created a couple goals this season because of that press. He works hard to receive the ball, combines really well with Carlos Gil. So he really hasn't, and he's obviously scoring goals as well. He hasn't really done anything to lose that spot. At the same time, I do think we're seeing Veroni find form a little bit better. Last night, coming back and receiving the ball a little bit more. And I think, really importantly, making hard runs into the box, where he was someone who always loved that ball in behind. He's now crashing the box and finding those goals. The question came up last night, what was the favorite goal? And it was asked to Veroni. Bruce Arena mentioned his favorite of the three goals. I'm curious, from your perspective, if you're looking at Veroni, and I know we have to preach patience for Soar, but if you're looking at those three goals, which was the one that you're like, wow, there's something really here with this player?
I think the best team goal, in my opinion, was, as I mentioned earlier on, that second goal when Carlos Gil executed the dummy and Brioni was able to finish, no problem. I think because the first goal as well was quite team-orientated, and a very good finish from Brioni for sure, but I thought that the third goal was very reminiscent of a poacher's type goal. And that's the kind of centre forward that he is. If you go back and have a look at his goals at VSG Tirol in Austria, again, he has absolutely thrived as a box striker. So for me, that third goal, I thought, was very reminiscent of what I expected from Giacomo Brioni, being that poacher, arriving at the near post and at times at the back post, but he does make these wonderful near post runs, which luck has eluded him, I think, on a couple of occasions this year. But I think if we continue to see service provided like it was against Atletico San Luis on Wednesday throughout the majority of the season, Giacomo Brioni now, it's seven goals in all, eight goals, I beg your pardon, in all competitions, to my knowledge. And I would absolutely back him to get not just double figures, I would back him to get 14, 15 goals this year if he continues to play the way he has done. If he has a little more luck on his side, if the service continues to be consistent. And I know for a while a lot of New England Revolution fans were irritated and feel as though he wasn't perhaps delivering and wasn't deserving of the designated player tag and what have you. But I think, again, we need to preach patience with Brioni. And the counter argument here, Seth, will be, well, how much longer do we have to give him? But honestly, I think if you give him a little more time and he has a little more fortune in front of goal and gets the service that he needs, I think the Revs have got a genuine goal scorer on my hands here. But like I said, goal scoring and opportunities in front of goal is not the issue for Giacomo Brioni. The issue is, for me, is what does he offer off the ball? Because I think now, with football in this region, I think as a centre-forward, particularly when you're playing as a lone centre-forward, which Brioni has done from time to time this year, and given how Gustavo Bo likes to drift into the wide areas, he will still operate as a lone centre-forward. I think you have to offer a little bit more in Major League Soccer off the ball. So that would be where my primary concern with him would be, not goal scoring.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, I like everything you said there. I agree with you, the third goal. Bruce Arena agreed with you, the third goal. I think when you see the third goal, what was exciting about that is that against the Red Bulls, we actually saw the strikers have similar opportunities. Bowmess went up and Wood misfired on those. And you know that that service comes in from wide area. So if you can have a striker that can make those runs and finish those opportunities, then you're going to find the back of the net more often. And that'd be an opportunity for Verone to make those minutes, especially like you mentioned, that we're seeing Bo drift wide more and more. And there's a couple opportunities last night. I was actually really impressed him taking on a defender 1v1, because we know that Bo doesn't have the best pace. It's more about his ability to run the line. Well, if he can go out there and beat a guy and then send in a service to a striker, maybe that's where that chemistry with Verone steps in. You mentioned Marc-Anthony Kay earlier. We also have Ian Harkes being a midseason acquisition. We have Chonkele that's coming in. We haven't really seen anything about him. Maybe you're checking out the YouTube highlights with the club music in the background. But you have those three additions that are coming in. What do you think of these, and how do they fit into the Revolution?
Well, first and foremost, I spoke to Bruce Arena the other day, and he, when I asked him about even more additions, he was not particularly convinced. He thinks as though the business is done for this particular window. But he did also say at the end, you never know. And that's very true in this league, isn't it? You know, sometimes a trade comes out of nowhere and you take it. So, as I said, Marc-Anthony Kay for me is one of the most underrated box-to-box midfielders in Major League Soccer. He's, so far for the Revs, he's sat a little deeper, as he had done with Toronto FC. And we saw it towards the latter stages of his time with Colorado Rapids as well. But deep line midfielder, is wonderful in transition, great on the half turn. His job is obvious. Get the ball into Carlos Gil, get the ball into Gustavo Bo, into the creative players. But he's been wonderful in terms of getting them out of situations as well. His passing range is very good, and I think it's a tremendous signing. Elsewhere, look, I mean, Ian Harkes has been a breath of fresh air, I think, and certainly added something to New England. Box-to-box midfielder again. I'll be totally honest. When Ian Harkes arrived, I wasn't entirely sure he was going to be a regular first-team starter, because I think we can all say this with confidence now. The level of quality in the Scottish Premier League as opposed to Major League Soccer is not as good. It's not a league that has a level that is sought after for the most part. And I say that with all due respect to him and Dundee United. But he's come in and he's done really well. The goals that he scored against DC United were sublime. I think he's a player that's running high on confidence at the moment. And I think he's somebody to watch over the course of the next couple of weeks and see how he continues to settle in. I know his father, John Harkes, and Bruce Arena obviously know each other very, very well. What was interesting as well, when I spoke to Bruce about bringing in Ian Harkes, he may have said this to you, I don't know, but he actually said he held Ian Harkes as a baby, which I thought was really interesting. That there's a special relationship with them there between Bruce Arena and that Harkes family. So, and I know John Harkes was very, very encouraging with regards to moving back to Major League Soccer for Ian Harkes. So, good signing. Interested to see what he brings over the course of what is a long season in Major League Soccer. And look, Thomas Chonkele, have seen him play in at Racing in the Copa Libertadores. Very direct, can play in 10, can play in the wide areas, has a good turn of pace. Is somebody who, rather than being a modern day wide player and going down the line, he likes to cut inside. Not too dissimilar from Gustavo Bo, to be totally honest. And when Gustavo Bo played in the wide areas, there are similarities, and I can see why Bruce Arena was attracted to him for sure, because he's 24 years of age as well. It's a loan deal, to my knowledge, with an option to buy. So it's almost like an audition period, really, as most of those deals are. So Chonkele, I believe, is getting his visa sorted. And I believe he's going to be in the country over the course of the next few days, but I have no idea if he's going to be available anytime soon, really. I don't know what his fitness level is. He's been playing in the UAE over the course of the last couple of, last 9 months, I believe. But he hasn't played for now for about 2 months. So I think that's one that we have to wait and see. But look, either way, Seth, he's a good player and he's going to be a good addition to the roster.
All right, so I appreciate all the time you're giving us. I got two more quick questions for you. We know that Bruce Arena is going for MLS Cup. That's something that he wants on his mantle. He wins the Supporter Shield, doesn't really make a big deal out of it. He wants that MLS Cup. So I'm going to ask you for one reason why the Revs can win MLS Cup this year and one reason why they won't win MLS Cup this year or can't win MLS Cup this year. So give me your one reason why they could win MLS Cup this year.
The one reason they could win MLS Cup this year, it's sort of a double answer here for you, Seth, so apologies, I'm cheating a little bit here. The one reason they can is because of Carlos Gil. And every time the ball gets to his feet, I certainly maneuver to the edge of my seat. I assume something's going to happen, and it usually does. The other reason, and it's also the main reason why I think there's a real possibility of the Revs lifting MLS Cup this year, is Georgi Petrovic. Without a doubt, the best goalkeeper I have seen in Major League Soccer. And I know Bruce Arena would back that statement and has said to me in the past, he thinks he can be as good as the likes of Brad Friedel, Casey Keller, Tim Howard, and all of the above, and all of those wonderful goalkeepers years ago that that Bruce Arena was able to nurture and work with during his time in various different places. So for me, that would be the one reason as to why the Revs could win MLS Cup. In terms of why they can't, that's an interesting question. Because when you look at the roster, there's not too many reasons, there's not too many negative thoughts, there's not too much to hang your head on, really. They're a very well-oiled machine, very well-organized. I guess the only reason would be, Seth, is can they play the way that they want to play when they go on the road in certain areas? Because road form has been an issue for them. But I know Bruce has said to us before that they've left a lot of points on the table on the roads. And, you know, look, home form has been remarkable for them this year, and that's great. That's the way it's supposed to be, right? But away form, I think, has hindered them slightly a little bit from time to time. So I think maybe not enough away wins, not enough opportunities on the road created, not solid enough defensively on the road, all the basic things that you would assume would provide success on the road. I think sometimes the Revs don't fill me with confidence there at times on the road. But look, it's a tough one to answer, Seth, because when you look at the roster and you look at how they played last night against Atletico San Luis, and even when they played at Red Bulls, and yes, obviously they lost on penalties, but if that's a regular season game, they get a point. And it was an ugly game, but they did limit Red Bull New York. And I think that's the makings of a team that have got all the confidence in the world and all the ability to at least mount some sort of challenge. And I think Bruce Arena is obviously somebody who wants one more cup, doesn't he? You can tell, like, he's obviously in his early 70s now. He just wants one more. And I don't think he's going to go anywhere unless he gets that one more MLS Cup. But he said as well he wants to win Leagues Cup. His message was very clear to us over the course of the last few days and to the players as well. He said, we want to win. We have to win. Obviously, they had to win the game on Wednesday against Atletico San Luis. And they did so very, very well. So it's clear that the message from Bruce gets across. But look, this is a very, very good Revolution side. I'm hesitant to say if they're as good as that 2021 team. I guess we'll find out over the course of the next couple of months, really. But there are similarities, for sure. And if you look at it from a goal-scoring point of view as well, I believe it was in the low 60s in terms of goals and points and whatnot that the Reds had to that 21 campaign. They're getting very, very close to getting near that. And there's still a handful of MLS games to play as well. So, look, they're a very good team, the Reds are. And there's times when on the road, I kind of think to myself, is this really the same team that we see at Gillette Stadium? Because at Gillette Stadium, they're a joy to watch, as they were on Wednesday against Atletico San Luis. So it's a tough one to answer, Seth, because I really look at the team and I just think this is a team that's absolutely set for the playoff run at the very least. And I think given their league form and where they currently stand in the Eastern Conference, you wouldn't bet against them, would you?
No, absolutely. Still lots of soccer to be played in the League's Cup as well as the regular season when it goes back in August 20th, I believe. Callum, thank you so much for joining the podcast. We look forward to seeing you in Foxborough once again, and safe travels to you.
Lovely. Thank you, Seth. Appreciate it. Speak to you soon.
Thanks again to Callum Williams for joining the show today. And just a reminder that this show is brought to you by BetOnline. Be sure to go check out betonline.ag and use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.